Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hector Barreto is our guest. Hector is the chairman of the Latino Coalition. Put a .com on the end of that. You'll find them online. Hector has been in Washington, D.C. right now. He's part of the celebrants of a peaceful transfer of power in Washington, D.C. They had a great gathering last night at the Reagan Center. Is that the Reagan Library?
Yes, we did. It was wonderful. I wish you would have been there with us.
I thank you for inviting me. I just wasn't able to go. I was on another part of the country, but if it hadn't been for this, we would have been there. So I had to cut you off when we went to the break. We were talking about the people, the small people, the tiny, tiny small people, members of Congress who are not going to show up and who are going to protest as a protest. What a horrible message that sends! But not everyone is unhappy about this inauguration.
Well, and that's the story that doesn't get out. And unfortunately, you know, the media is going to focus in on the people that are maybe protesting, or the people that weren't here, but they're not going to focus on the millions of people that are here, that are excited, that are happy, that want to see our country move forward. You know, Jim, my father taught me something a long time ago. I've talked a lot about my father. He was a proud immigrant, came here in the 50s, became a citizen, one of the most patriotic people I ever met in my life. And he used to say, our country is too important for us to be so partisan that we're out of power, out of access. We can never be out. There's too many problems, too many solutions that we've got to come up with. So we can't be that partisan. And I wish that some of those people that aren't going to attend would remember that.
Well, that's exactly right. But see, this is what's wrong with Washington, Hector. We got people who don't realize that they're there to serve America.
Yeah.
They're not there to serve some ideology that's un-American, or that's not doesn't comply with America. They're not there to serve the lobbyists. They're not there to they are there to serve their constituents. But their constituents need to say to their constituents, I'm going to do what's good for America first.
That's right. You know, the old saying was that they needed to be statesmen. Yes, they need to represent the interests of their district.
Where are the statesmen today, Hector? Where are they?
They're in short supply. And there's some funny derangement syndrome that's going on right now. And hopefully after the inauguration, I don't count on this, but hopefully the inauguration, you know, the tensions will go down a little bit. We're going to fight about policy. But like I said at the beginning, I truly want to believe that we want the same things. We want, you know, better economy, better schools, better health care. We just have different approaches to getting it. People voted loud and clear, and they voted for this change, and that's what this new administration is going to bring us.
Well, I'm going to predict something. Everybody knows that I like Donald Trump because he's made a payroll. I like him because he's been successful. I like him because he knows what it's like when the government gets in your grill. I think that'll inform him well as the president. But there are plenty of things that I don't like about Donald Trump, and I've written about this. Long before he ever decided to run for president, I was commenting on Donald Trump's things, some things he did that I didn't like years ago. But here's the thing. I'm convinced that the protesters are going to be on the wrong side of reality soon, because I think one thing Donald Trump's going to do, and they call it drain the swamp, when he sees something stupid, and there's a lot of stupid stuff in the government, when he sees something that's stupid, he calls it stupid.
Yep.
He calls it out, and he I think if he has the power to try to fix it, I think he will, and I think the logic of that is going to contribute to his success. What do you think?
I totally agree with you. You know, somebody said this yesterday. They said, you know, the problem with our politicians is they stop listening to us. And that's why people were so mad.
Yep.
They stopped listening to us. And you can say a lot of things about Donald Trump, and I agree with a lot of things he just said. But he has been listening to people. He has been all around this country. and he's promised them he's going to make change. And it's not going to look like anybody else did it before. Sometimes it's going to be uneven. Sometimes it's going to be frustrating. But, you know, he's going to, determine his success by what he gets done. And I'll tell you what, this guy has more energy than a lot of people that are happy.
Yeah. You know, there's another thing, Hector, I want to talk to you about, because a lot of your constituents are Democrats as well as Republicans. And I'm worried about the Democrat Party. And I'm serious, folks. That's not sarcasm. I'm really worried. We need a two-party system, Hector. And what I'm worried about, if the Democrat Party writ large, if the leadership, if they're not able to be introspective about why they lost this last election and be honest with themselves, they're going to lose their relevance. They're going to become irrelevant. And I don't think that's going to be good for the country.
No, we need a strong two-party system. But I think that something that's happening right now is that there's a third way that is starting to materialize. You know, less people identify with either of these two parties, and I think that's one of the reasons that Donald Trump won. So we're going to have to see what he gets done, but I think he's going to redefine the way that we think about politics and the way that we think about parties.
Well, I wrote a piece recently where I talked about all three parties, the Democrats, the Republicans, and the Trump Party.
Trump-looking.
I'm telling you, he's a Trumpocrat. You know, I'm not going to say he's creating a third party, but I do think things are going to be different. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back, and I want to get Hector to tell us about what the Latino Coalition's got going on going forward after these messages, and what Mr. Trump's got to do if he wants to to gain support from the Hispanic community. We'll do that after these messages. Tintel, thelatinocoalition.com is their website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.